Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Time to bring in Susie Landers from Downtown Houghton, of course brought to you by Downtown Houghton. And Julie Melchiori is here as well from the Keweenaw Sewing Company. So welcome to both of you this morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good to be here.
It is good to have everybody here this morning. Finally got some sun shining on downtown.
It's absolutely beautiful.
I know, we can't beat that. Just in time.
Exactly. Now I can hear people actually, you could hear the lawnmowers going. I'm like, I didn't think we'd hear that this year. I'm like, wow, somebody actually has to mow their lawn.
Yeah, I mowed mine for the first time last weekend, but there's still an awful lot of icebergs floating around in Keweenaw Bay, so
sure.
We're not quite to summer yet, and the leaves aren't fully out yet.
Right,
but we're working on that. So.
You know, I was thinking, too, everyone's probably got their hand on their phone right now thinking we're going to be giving away muffins again this morning, so you just relax, take your hand off the phone. We don't have a giveaway of muffins this morning.
We do not have muffins this morning. We're going to talk, though, with Julie from the Keweenaw Sewing Company. You have a skill that I tried once to master, and I just could never get past the first steps. I really envy anybody who can sew creatively, and you guys do that.
Yeah, it's a little challenging, and I learned when I was young, and I've always wanted to do it as a business, and I kind of started a few years back with a little bit of work on the weekends.
Where are you located specifically downtown?
Here in Houghton, we're at 506 Sheldon behind Good Times Music in one of the suites back there.
Okay.
And you can go in between the real estate office and Good Times. There's a walkway there, and you can go in from that direction.
All right. Now, do you create things from scratch, or do you limit yourself mostly to alterations and repairs?
A little bit of both. We do, supposedly when we have time in between our alterations and repairs, we make new items.
But it's spare time.
Yeah, there's not too much of that anymore. But we do custom cut and sew for people. So they'll bring fabric in and ask us to do things. Or they'll bring in something favorite and they want us to recreate that. So we either they bring the fabric, we do, they bring the pattern, or we go find it.
So you could, like, rebuild my powder blue leisure suit from the 1970s?
Well, I don't promise everything, but we'll look at it.
but seriously, if you have something that matches up with another outfit that gets ruined or something like that, you can make an effort at matching that up.
We can if we can find fabric and customize that. We've done that. I've put linings in coats that didn't have them, or I've replaced linings in coats that needed repairs. So a lot of different things.
It's a wonderful service. We think so much of our society as being a throwaway society these days, but I've got a lot of clothes that I could probably repair. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've been known to do it myself.
Sure.
That lasts for sometimes even several weeks.
We've had people duct tape and staple. We have to remove those items.
People are actually amazed to find out that I do own threads and needles and things of that nature. I can sew a button on. Mm-hmm. I'm not completely helpless, but just mostly helpless. Mm-hmm. And like I say, I envy somebody who has that ability that you do to make things come together and not fall apart.
Yeah. We try really hard and do a quality job. Might not be the fastest, but the quality is the key there.
Well, yeah, if you're going to wear it, you don't necessarily want it done cheap and dirty like I do it.
Right.
Because then you're nervous all the time.
That's right.
What's going to happen?
So am I.
You know, Julie also has a great little section in there of general retail, things that she's made. And she has these awesome kits. Tell about those kits.
Yeah. So we tried something where, you know, how you could go to a bowling party for a birthday party. Well, we tried something. We have a service that we can offer, sewing party. And we took some fabrics and cut the scarves and then showed people how to make those circular scarves. And we had some Red Hat ladies come in, and some of them had never used a serger machine, and so they were kind of excited to be able to sit down. And when they left in the
hour... I don't even know what a serger machine is.
Well, listen,
special sewing machine. Sure, come to the class. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, it's a kit, and we help you come sit down and sew, so when you leave, you can leave with an item that you make.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You've got to take a look.
Kind of test run. Right. We did a test run on it. It was really successful.
Excellent. How do people get in touch with you to set something like that up?
Well, they can contact me via email, julie@keweenawsewing.com, or my cell is 284-0314, or just stop in and visit with us between 10 and 5 are our hours right now.
Weekdays or you open
weekdays,
Saturday?
Weekdays, not open Saturday regular hours, but we do appointments
okay.
right now.
Okay, so if you've got something that ripped, you can call. And yes. Do you have like an emergency service? You know, if I was
always. I've even picked up, dropped off. I've had to do a few house calls for elderly people if needed. So
okay.
And, you know, keeping in mind, too, like Julie said, you can access her shop by going in the hallway between Good Times and Statewide, or you can walk right through Good Times Music if they're open.
Nils is pretty good about directing people.
Right, right.
Yeah, he's
a great kid.
Several times
kid, told, I mean, he's a great guy. I don't mean kid.
Several times he's told me where to go.
Yeah, so it's really exciting to have another business downtown serving, you know, bringing items like, or I should say not items. Well, there is items.
Service
there's
and items.
Service and items. Because like I said, the retail, there's some aprons in there. There's a lot. You've got, don't you have doll clothes too?
Doll clothes.
All different things. But the scarves are awesome.
Some dog jackets that I've made in the past. Kids' clothes. Just, it's a variety of things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's small pieces of fabric that we repurpose or use or put in use.
So if I wanted to have you make something special for someone as a gift, you could probably do that too.
We've done that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like I said, so just stop in just because you don't need the service as far as the sewing goes. You know, stop in and check out her retail.
Yeah, see what she has. And
that was fun to give somebody something that's been homemade.
And you might learn something
in the process. That's right.
You might learn something. Keewanaw Sewing Company in downtown Houghton. Mm-hmm. Julie, thank you so much for coming in and talking a little bit with me. And Susie, what do we have coming up in downtown Houghton?
Well, of course, everyone knows already about we've got Bridge Fest. Bridge Fest Feast.
Yeah, Bridge Fest Feast and Bridge Fest.
It's called Bridge Fest Feast. That's
the whole thing is now being called Bridge Fest Feast.
Right.
Because this has been very confusing to me. Because I
just
go
know
to
that
the,
we're having a celebration. Who really cares what the name is at this point?
Let's
just
go. We're gonna have a party with lots of food and a parade.
That's right, and some fireworks.
Kevin, by the way, who is on the Bridge Fest committee, is outside the window shaking his head, saying, "No, Bridge Fest and Bridge Fest Feast are separate entities."
Well, they are. However. They've come together. It's not Seafood Fest and Bridge Fest. They're working. They're collaborating.
Correct? Right there, there is more of a collaboration, but they're still.
But they're keeping the separate names of Bridge Fest and Bridge Fest Feast.
Yes,
that's what I was told yesterday because I have to write the commercials.
So there still is a Bridge Fest and a Bridge Fest Feast, which will be held at the same time, and particularly the fireworks they are working on together as a joint project. The Rotary Club, which sponsors Bridge Fest Feast, and the Bridge Fest Committee, which sponsors Bridge Fest, they are combining their efforts for the fireworks.
Because before Bridge Fest handled the parade, the fireworks, and a certain section of the Houghton waterfront.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it's a big party.
We
just know
it's a big party with a bridge
involved. It's Father's Day weekend, and make sure you're there. And of course, the other thing we have coming up in downtown Houghton this month or the month of June is the Copper Country Firemen's Tournament, which is June 28th.
Yep, that's coming up on June 28th. And I'm thinking, what's the other thing that I'm trying to remember?
Oh, we have the Art and Music Fest the weekend in between there, which is the 21st.
And we talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
The farm animals.
Day. Yeah,
yes. We just talked about that this morning. That's a week from Saturday.
Yeah, that's coming up. And you'll find details about all of those up on the calendar at our new website, KeewanawReport.com.
And you know, not only that, we also are gearing up for our concert series, which will be in the month of August on Thursdays again this year. So I know a lot of people are getting mixed up because before we've always had it through the whole summer, but we're only focusing on the month of August.
Okay, so it's going to be short but sweet.
Yes, yes. So we're excited. And I think also that same weekend on the Copper Country Firemen's Tournament, we will also be having a big kind of splash welcoming the new businesses that are in town.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Right, yeah. And it'll be great. It's kind of like...
There's been a bunch of them.
There has. It's been very busy. We'll also have... I think we're going to be, you know, kind of tailoring it to, you know, be a tourist in your own backyard. Come and check out what's going on downtown. Take the walk.
All right. So,
thank you, Todd.
Susie, if you've got, I know you've got help for people who might want to be starting or locating a business in Houghton. How do folks get in touch with you?
Get your pencil out.
She did a great job with us. She's been wonderful help.
Oh, thank you, Julie. Number is 906-370-3110. or you can find my office. Well, you can catch me running up and down the street. Yeah. You can catch me on Sheldon at pretty much any time, 7 days a week. Or I have an office at 523 Sheldon Avenue, which is right, you know, right near the stoplight.
All right, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Susie. And Julie, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Continued best wishes for Keweenaw Sewing Company, 97.7 The Wolf.